Mayor Daniel Lurie's Breaking the Cycle order calls for more coordinated services, better measurement of outcomes, and accountability for government. The idea, he says, is to get more people off the street and connected to services, prevent those from becoming unhoused in the first place, and keep public places clean and safe, as well as better manage taxpayer resources.
In the next 100 days, we're going to overhaul how the city organizes our street outreach efforts, replacing a fragmented structure with neighborhood-based teams that have the tools to connect people to treatment while keeping our public spaces clean. We will keep adding capacity in our systems so someone sleeping on the street or in their car has a better option available. And we will work on getting people off the street and into a bed, and then through our system and into an environment where they can be provided long-term stability.
The Coalition on Homelessness released a statement critical of the plan, saying it increases barriers to public benefits, restructures outreach teams to lead with enforcement, and merges two programs, Journey Home and Homeward Bound. The homeless advocacy group also says the plan fails to expand mental health treatment beds or even mention homeless families. Lupe Velez, communications director for the coalition, tells KPFA News it's the same old failed war on drugs and war on the poor.
We really do see it as a continuation of these tried and failed criminalization tactics. And you've seen that throughout history. It's really not the first time that we're not really centering care for people. We're just really centering and punishing and criminalizing folks for drug use instead of really meeting people where they're at.
Earlier this month, Lurie launched a family homelessness prevention pilot program, an 18-month, $11 million investment to provide more accessible and coordinated support to families on the brink of homelessness. More than 8,000 people are homeless nightly, according to the 2024 Homeless Point in Time count, with thousands more at risk in San Francisco. Mayor Lurie Monday did pledge to get more people into housing as part of his new Breaking the Cycle order.
We will keep adding capacity in our systems so someone sleeping on the street or in their car has a better option available. And we will work on getting people off the street and into a bed, and then through our system and into an environment where they can be provided long-term stability.
Lurie says the plan builds on steps he's already taken to tackle homelessness. The first day in office, he announced a fentanyl state of emergency bill, which the supervisors passed last month, 10-1. Lurie also announced plans for a 24/7 police-friendly stabilization center, slated to open at 822 Geary Street this spring. But Velez says it's another example of a failed approach, counter to proven strategies that address addiction and homelessness.
We're really seeing police presence at the forefront. And so it really is a question of why are we having enforcement be at the forefront of these initiatives when really we need to be having treatment specialists and other organizations who specialize in treatment at the forefront, and not really having enforcement, again, be a central focus. And this could really be a deterrence for people to be seeking help if they're being greeted by police.
Lurie's also pledged to hold nonprofits accountable for the homeless funding they receive to ensure it's being used efficiently.
To make sure we are getting the most from the $1 billion we spend on this crisis every single year.
Spread across some 8,000 homeless people in the city, it's about $125,000 per homeless person every year. That's enough to pay for rent, therapy, and a college education, or a down payment on a home in California. It could buy a house out of state. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for KPFA News.